Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we'll be diving into the performance of Kaki OS, a comparatively new but increasingly celebrated Linux distribution in the Arch ecosystem, and how it fares on AMD's powerhouse EPYC server hardware. With its mix of bleeding-edge updates and optimizations inspired by Intel's Clear Linux, Kaki OS has quickly gathered a following among desktop users and, more recently, in server contexts. So what prompted this investigation? The rise in popularity of Kaki OS, particularly amongst tech communities in late 2025, and hints about its upcoming dedicated server edition, scheduled for release in 2026, have turned heads in enterprise IT. But how does it stack up right now against major players like Ubuntu and vanilla Arch Linux, when run on high-end enterprise gear? To answer that, I recently examined an executive summary of benchmarks performed on a beastly Supermicro server, powered by a 96-core AMD EPYC9655 PCPU, with 768GB of DDR5-6000 RAM and a blisteringly fast 3.2TB Micron 7450 NVMe SSD. Testing took place on Christmas Day 2025, a fittingly nerdy way to celebrate, aiming to compare not just raw performance, but also efficiency, including CPU power draw. Specifically, four setups were tested. The latest release of Kaki OS, Upstream Arch, and both Ubuntu 24.04.3 LTS, and the newer 25.10. The approach focused on workloads familiar to real-world server operations, measuring throughput, responsiveness, and of course that all-important performance per watt ratio. It's no secret performance per watt is a big deal these days, as both data center cost and environmental impact are under the microscope. But before we get swept up in numbers, let's set the scene. Why all the fuss about Kaki OS in the first place? Well, unlike vanilla Arch, Kaki OS adopts aggressive performance optimizations borrowed from now discontinued Clear Linux, particularly around memory management, task scheduling, and compiler flags. Their so-called cache-aware tuning aims to squeeze more out of modern multi-core CPUs, especially when dealing with complex parallel workloads. These are the kinds of tweaks that, while subtle in desktop use, can really shine on hardware, like a 96-core EPYC processor under heavy server demand. So what did the benchmarks reveal? Preliminary findings showed Kaki OS taking a clear edge in certain CPU-heavy tasks, outpacing both stock Arch and Ubuntu, in everything from multi-threaded compression to build toolchains. For example, on parallelized data processing, Kaki OS completed workloads several percent faster, on average, enough to matter when multiplied across thousands of operations in a production setting. It's not just about speed, either. The power draw remained generally consistent, or even slightly lower than the competition in several tests. That means better efficiency overall, which is exactly what data center operators want to see. On some benchmarks, such as single-threaded responsiveness or basic I/O, results were broadly similar across all distributions, pointing to kernel improvements and hardware being the main levelers. But where parallelism and CPU cache hierarchies mattered, Kaki OS's design appeared to extract a noticeable advantage from the hardware. What does that mean for enterprise adoption, though? Generally, companies are cautious to base production workloads on relatively untested distributions, especially as factors like driver compatibility and long-term support can overshadow raw metrics. Nonetheless, Kaki OS's upward trajectory is forcing a fresh conversation in organizations eager to get more from their server hardware, particularly as it's open source and rapidly evolving. Now, it's worth noting these were short-term benchmarks. As always, what happens during sustained 24/7 operation can look different to a round of quick-fire performance tests. Stability, memory management under pressure, and long-term hardware compatibility are yet to be proven. That's where the upcoming Kaki OS Server Edition comes into play, bringing with it a suite of hardening and server-focused enhancements. The developers are aiming squarely at mission-critical settings, so we'll be watching closely to see how it fares post-release in 2026. The Server Edition will likely ship with not just improved kernel and compiler options, but also smarter defaults for enterprise security, more robust system monitoring, and automated patch management. If the community can deliver on those fronts, Kaki OS may have a genuine shot at earning a place next to Ubuntu, RHEL, and SUSE in server racks worldwide. But there are challenges ahead. For one, professional-grade support is crucial for most businesses, and that means building not just performance, but also trust and a track record of stability. There's also the matter of documentation, ecosystem, and breadth of tested hardware, all areas where Ubuntu has a serious lead. Nevertheless, with open source communities, change can happen rapidly, and the speed at which CacheOS has introduced innovation is impressive. Back to those benchmarks, let's talk specifics about the testing approach for those who love a bit of technical depth. Each OS was installed freshly, minimizing package bloat and running with near-default configuration to ensure fairness. Benchmark workloads included Linux kernel compilation, massive codebase builds, file compression and decompression tasks, as well as I/O zone disk throughput checks. System resource monitors tracked not just task completion times, but also CPU package power draw, memory usage, and system temperature. In head-to-head CPU compilation, CacheOS often finished about 3% faster than stock Arch and up to 7% faster than Ubuntu, depending on the task. While these aren't numbers that grab headlines, in high-frequency server jobs, they add up to huge annual resource savings. Meanwhile, in disk I/O and network latency tests, results were essentially neck and neck, showing that for some workloads, kernel and hardware advances matter most. Where CacheOS pulled ahead was in multi-threaded compression and decompression, thanks mostly to tweaked libraries and cache-aware scheduling. One highlight, an XZ compression task ran almost 10% faster on CacheOS compared to Ubuntu, an impressive gain attributable to newer toolchains and glibc tweaks. Power efficiency during high-load scenarios was scrutinized carefully, with monitoring showing the EPYC CPUs draw consistently within 2 watts of average across all systems, despite slight differences in workload consumption. That said, when tested over repeated cycles, energy consumption per completed task slightly favored CacheOS, hinting at genuinely improved performance per watt. What's not resolved yet is long-haul reliability. The tests spanned days, not the kind of weeks or months demanded by real-world enterprise operations. And let's not forget that kernel updates, hardware compatibility lists, and major software stack changes can shift results rapidly. This is why the summary recommended more extended performance validation, especially after the server edition launches, including stress testing, failover, and security patch cycles. Another interesting angle here is comparison with historical performance from Intel Xeon platforms, which have long been favored for heavy-duty Linux workloads. While this benchmark phase focused on AMD's EPYC architecture, the report highlighted the community's plan to trial CacheOS on Xeon as well. That'll give a much broader sense of whether these cache-aware optimizations translate cross-platform, or if they shine only on AMD's architecture. Moving forward, there's particular excitement about kernel-level advances, such as improved NUMA awareness and direct NVMe memory access routines. CacheOS's community has expressed a commitment to upstream these enhancements, which could benefit Arch Core and even other distributions down the track. It's a great example of open-source innovation. What starts in one corner rapidly becomes mainstream as others adopt what works. We're likely to witness a virtuous feedback loop as competitive benchmarking between distributions accelerates improvements for everyone. But for now, if you're running vast server clusters or just curious about the bleeding edge of Linux, CacheOS is absolutely worth your attention. It combines Arch's flexibility with the single-minded focus on squeezing every last cycle out of modern silicon, a compelling formula for the future server landscape. Wrapping up, what are my main takeaways from these latest benchmarks on AMD's mighty EPYC server platform? First, CacheOS is already delivering tangible performance and efficiency wins in certain scenarios, particularly where cache utilization and multithreading count most. Second, further testing, especially post-release of the server edition, will be vital to judge stability and suitability for mission-critical roles. And finally, the healthy rivalry between Linux distributions pushes the entire ecosystem forward as new features, code paths, and lessons are shared and improved upon. I'll be keeping a close eye on upcoming test results, longer duration trials, and those all-important enterprise feature checklists. If CacheOS can deliver on both performance and manageability, we may soon see it enter the big leagues of server deployments alongside established juggernauts. Until then, whether you're a sysadmin, developer, or just a fan of open source progress, now's a great time to test, contribute, and keep an eye on what CacheOS can do. That's it for today's Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.